Teo Cruz and Dynamite. Hello. Hello and well. I'm in such a bad mood. I know we're not supposed to say that, but I can't. I'm not even going to tell you about my day. I just want you and me to have a lovely time and we'll forget about today. Hello and welcome to Live and Local with Bebe Lynch. Dame Bebe Lynch. We have a great show lined up for you tonight. We have music. We have guests, almost. We have probably award-winning radio till 10 p.m. Shall we do it? I refuse to speak over a note of that Silk Sonic and Leave the Door Open. I am already 40% happier than when that track started. How are you? How was your day? Give me a little call, give me a little text. What's my text number? That's the sound of me turning over a piece of paper. 81333, start your message with the word radio. Of course, you know that. That's me, the sound of me turning over the same bit of paper. Let me tell you about tonight's show. We've got a great show. So from 9, we'll be enjoying an hour of upload. We're going to hear your great contributions. And I'm chatting with one of the creators, Dan Jones. And in a few minutes, I'll be speaking with Lee Wilson, who is the operations director at Rockwater Hove. Have you seen that place? Absolutely gorgeous. So, it's going to be a great show. So please stay with us.
BBC Radio Sussex.
The Killers and Read My Mind. You really don't want to read my mind. The Killers and Read My Mind. Can you imagine anything worse? So I'm really happy to welcome our first guest this evening. It's Operations Director of the gorgeous Rockwater Hove, Lee Wilson. Hi, Lee.
Bebe, very good evening. How are you?
I'm not bad. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm really good. Thank you very much.
Are you ringing me from your gorgeous roof terrace?
Not quite the roof terrace, which is still under construction, but the lower ground floor looking out to the most beautiful, gorgeous sea. And I could be almost anywhere in the world, which is absolutely wonderful. And looking at a lot of very happy faces sitting on the deck, which is great.
So for people, I'm so excited about Rockwater. So I live in Hove and I'm like, honestly, I think it blows my mind. I think it's so gorgeous. And I still haven't had the joy of going into the actual building because of all the lockdowns and stuff. So I guess for people who haven't had the pleasure yet, and you know, come on. Rockwater Hove. So it's on Hove seafront and there's a beachfront deck and there are these amazing shacks that are selling kind of locally produced, sourced food and drink. There's the bar mm-hmm. restaurant and there's a roof terrace. So how did this all happen?
Well, it was the brainchild of our founder and owner, Luke Davis, who equally just lives across the way, who, like I think thousands and thousands of people, walked past the old premises, which looked very, very tired, thinking, God, I wish I could do something with it, and plucked up the courage to actually do something with it. So a couple of years later, obviously with huge interruptions that many of us have all suffered through the effects of this horrible pandemic, we've had a bit of a stop start, nearly opening for a little bit.
Yeah.
Wonderfully, the shacks have been a great learning experience for us to talk to the community, understand what they want, but also actually it was a little bit of a positive to a whole lot of people over the summer months. Sadly, we only had 3 to 4 days of opening part of Rockwater, but then we were very much blessed with the planning permission to go ahead with a roof terrace, which is rapidly under construction, plus a lower ground floor lodge area, which leads out onto the beautiful lawns as well. So really excited. It's been arduous and tortuous, but there is seemingly very much a light at the end of the tunnel. And part of that also began for many, obviously, as of last Monday.
Yeah, well, yeah. So people were allowed to come back on the decking last Monday, on the beachfront decking.
Yes, indeed, yeah. It's sort of one of those milestones. Obviously, we managed to open a little bit earlier with the shacks, with the takeaway teas, coffees, and some of our food from our food shacks. But obviously, the actual formal sitting outside commenced as of last Monday, and the weather after minus whatever it was first thing on Monday morning of the 12th, the sun shone on us, which was great to see, and it's been the case ever since.
Were you really psyched? I bet that must have been, because hospitality is, I mean, it's so cruel what's happened to it.
It really is. You know, it's I think it's fair to say a lot of people, I've been in the hospitality industry for more years than I would care to mention, but it felt nonsensical the way hospitality has been treated, where, you know, I don't think we're particularly any different to retail outlets, sort of non-essential shops. And, you know, whilst we have to suck it up and go through this staggered opening, it's one that, you know, I feel for a lot of friends and colleagues in the industry that have had it tougher than us over the last 13 months or so now. And obviously it's been dreadful to see over 600,000 people lose their jobs in the hospitality trade. But hopefully there is a bounce back ability, if that's a word, of people in this industry, as there has been over the years. So we've got to look to the positives, that's for sure.
Well, that's, I mean, I always say this about the pandemic. I mean, you know, you say it's been 13 months. It feels like 28 years, doesn't it?
You're quite right.
Just the 13 months. I mean, there's been nothing good about it. The only thing that there's been loads I've been impressed by, and it's how people have adapted, and hospitality especially, you know. How did Rockwater adapt? So were the shacks part of the original idea, or were they like, oh, this is happening, this is a way to adapt?
No, yeah, they really weren't. You know, the building itself is owned by the council, and when we knew we were obviously for the long haul, I think talking to people a few, you know, over the last week or two, I think we all thought we'd all be back to normal after about 3 weeks when lockdown started. But obviously we knew it was going to be a heck of a lot longer. And the council were incredibly good to us and allowed us to create, you know, it was a bit of a brainchild, because we literally have a couple of sheds and a biscuit tin to try and accommodate people when we were coming out of the original lockdown. And it turned into something altogether very different, albeit without a cellar, without a kitchen, without an office and all those things. Having been in the pub and hospitality industry, you kind of take for granted. But the support from the community was wonderful. But at the same time, we were also, you know, gyms were closed. People were really having a tough time. And, you know, and talking to the community, talking to other business owners, we realised there was an opportunity, which is where the very sort of early stages of Rockwater Life was created, where people like Sol Gilbert, who owns Underground Gym, was wanting to do something. We were all seeing how dreadfully depressed people were coming, and use that opportunity to start working with Sol. The lovely Alex at Uber Mummies was also, you know, wanting to do something other than constant things on Zoom. And, you know, both the shacks and therefore a little bit of the Rockwater Life came together. And I think part of that was, and our sort of reassessment, and what Luke has always wanted, is to be far more than a business selling food and drink. And when we boil it all down, and you touched on how everyone's adapted, pubs have always served communities. It's always been about togetherness. And when you take aside the food and drink, they're an opportunity. And I think when people are really looking for mental and physical well-being and ways to actually connect with people, the whole life piece really started coming together. And it's something, therefore, that we've really looked to further and have indeed as of the 29th of March this year.
So this is super exciting. So Rockwater Life. So we're going to talk more about the community hub and Rockwater Life after a track, but let's just touch on it quickly. So it's kind of just like fitness classes and well-being. And because the location is just so extraordinary. It's just so gorgeous, isn't it? And will the classes go on the decking?
Yeah, they do indeed. So we've got the the beautiful amenity of the deck looking out to the beach, but also the lawns. I think it's fair to say, you know, that this stretch of Hove does need a little bit of a shot in the arm, both in terms of activity and upgrading the amenity around there, which the community I know have been very focused and very vocal on doing. So it's certainly been our bit to utilise those areas. You know, the shacks themselves are open for 7 o'clock in the morning for people having coffees and passing by. But what an amazing, amazing view, and utilising the deck that we don't use initially, utilising the lawns and getting people out. So Sol runs his boot camp through the week, and then his run club. We've got an array of wonderful, wonderful people from Deanne with Wild Thing Yoga and Pilates with Rachel Potter to Fitness with Uber Mummy. So it's a real 7-day-a-week piece that gets people together. And now we've got the beauty after the classes to sit on the deck and enjoy a coffee and plan ahead for the day with a real positive spirit.
Is this your way, Lee, of asking me to run a class?
I was either going to get you to run a class or get involved in one, and probably the way, after tasting all the food we've been about to be serving,
I've put on so
I probably need your encouragement, BB, to join into one or two.
I put on, so when I moved to Hove, I put on the Hove stone, and then it's lockdown. So I've named my stomach. I can't even talk about how extreme it is now.
I think I've named my stomach.
Talking of names, who named the shacks? Because they have such great names. So there's, I'm going to forget them now, of course. There's a Shawshank Redemption.
That's right.
What else is there? Shack to the Future. Is there a Shack to the Future?
Shack to the Future, that's right. We'll take those up. Hove Shackley, of course, from where we are located.
That's pushing it.
In truth, they were all named by the community. And we've got one lovely one, Jim's Place, which is named after, sadly, one of the paramedics, unfortunately died early part of last year. And, obviously we all know the amazing work the NHS have done and CCAM as well. We put the naming out to CCAM, and they really wanted to recognise the great work that Jim had done in his memory. Oh, so it's wonderful so having that in existence. But it was all named by, again, the community of just us putting a selection of names out, which probably weren't very good, and we were overwhelmed with ideas, some bonkers, some absolutely brilliant, and we've just cribbed off them, to be perfectly honest.
This is so good. Can I play a track and then read out the weather quite beautifully, and then come back to you and talk a little bit more about Rockwater?
Look forward to it, BB.
Okay. Stay with us, please. Sorry, I was just putting some lip balm on then. Let's take a look at the weather. There's some late sunshine this evening. Not now, it's gone. And as the night draws on, low cloud and mist or fog will push in from the North Sea, possibly becoming dense in places. A light breeze, if you will. Minimum temperature, 0 to 3 degrees Celsius. And tomorrow, we'll see low cloud and fog, locally dense, and it will clear through the morning with a few sunny spells in the afternoon. It will continue mild with light winds. Maximum temperature, 12 to 15 degrees Celsius. That's 54 to 59 degrees Fahrenheit.
Phoebe Lynch. BBC Radio Sussex.
East 17 and Gabrielle and If You Ever. I know we're not allowed to say tune anymore, but oh, I love that track so much. When I was young and firm, I used to work at Strong Room Studios, and East 17 used to record there, and they are so lovely. And if I can do any more name drops during the show, I certainly will. Lee, I'm sorry about that name drop.
Tune. Oh, sorry, we're not allowed to say that.
I don't think we're allowed to say tune. I'm bringing it back.
You won't have my singing voice, though, that's for sure.
Can you sing?
No.
Okay. Okay.
Moving swiftly along.
Tell me more about the community hub side of Rockwater Hove. So this is Lee Wilson, Operations Director of Rockwater Hove.
Yes, indeed. I think community hub is something that what we've tried to think long and hard about, but actually came naturally just through talking to our customers and our audience, as it were, in terms of the market we serve. We were thinking about, obviously, as you touched on, hospitality has to diversify. I think everybody knows that, and we're going to be in a different new place once things gradually change. People's demands are changing, people's wishes have, and I think we've all gone through very big soul-searching moments over the last 13 months, and as you said, it feels a lot longer than that. And we're trying to understand, what do people want going forward, and what can we serve? So community's always been a big part of what we do. We've tried to make the place look absolutely fantastic, and I hope all of our customers, when they rejoin us, we'll be blown away with what we've done, and we really do hope so. But we want to be inclusive, so we want people to get back together, albeit it's going to be a gradual road, with safety very much in the forefront of our minds. But Luke had always set the stall out, who hadn't been in hospitality in his career, of looking at things slightly differently, to say, well, food and drink is great. That's what all pubs, restaurants, bars do. But what more can we do that really touches the hearts and minds of the people we're serving? And that's where this whole all-day operation that we've come up with, it's maybe a bit of an overused word, from coffee to cocktails, come in. Mm-hmm. But it's about getting people together throughout the days to satisfy what they want with the rather large space and expanse that we've got.
It's such a great idea. And tell me the dates again. So the deckfront opened, the beachfront deck, sorry, opened last Monday. And
That's
roof terrace is opening on May 1st.
Yeah, we're hoping to aim for the first week of May, certainly, with a fair wind behind us of builders finishing all their jobs, and they're making great progress. So certainly that's the aim. We have to retain a 50% open space due to the regulations, similar to obviously beer garden rules at the moment until the 17th of May. Both the roof terrace and the lower ground floor lodge has got a retractable roof, so we will look to open those. We won't be taking bookings because obviously we will be at the behest of the weather, so we need everyone to do their sun dances between the 1st and the 17th of May, that's for sure. But from the 17th of May, we are operating a rule of six internally, just so, again, we can be very safe. I know there is a rule that allows larger parties of households to get together, but we're very conscious of just the public sentiment of people making sure the rules aren't being flouted and we open gradually. So the aim is to obviously trade through, weather permitting, first the 17th. From the 17th, the roof can retract and keep everyone nice and warm and dry and lit. And then the build-up obviously moves towards the 21st of June, where obviously restrictions at this stage are relaxing. And then, you know, we can get a lot more get-togethers. And certainly from the level of inquiries and interest, there's a lot of people that do want to get out, meet their friends and loved ones once again, which we can't wait for.
I want to meet my friends, my loved ones, not so much, if I'm honest with you.
I can put a time restriction on that for you, if you like, Mimi.
You just tell them when I'm ready. It's not yet. you know what I think is so gorgeous about Rockwater Hove? It just, because you can have like amazing food, you can have amazing drink menus, you can have, you know, all the ideas for everything you want. But places have to have a bit of magic. And it just feels like it has that bit of magic. And I don't know how that's done. Is that design? Is that location? I mean, it's a lot to do with the location because that is incredible. But do you know what I mean? It just has that feel.
No, you're absolutely right. It's I've had places where you can kind of give a makeover and a refurbishment and put a new dress or suit on something. But it's about the people, if I'm honest with you. And we've got some of the most wonderful, wonderful team. And it's been blooming hard for a lot of people in the hospitality trade. We've had quite a lot of people as well that work for British Airways or Virgin that were sadly made redundant, who have got a delightful disposition about them. We've got people that are school leavers that are wonderful and excited and interested. And I think, you know, our bit and my job essentially is to make sure I listen to the guys. You know, I'm probably not necessarily full target market in all senses. I love a food and drink. Exercise could probably be improved upon. Mm-hmm. But actually talking to our customers, talking to our team members, I hope that's how we create the magic. And having this wish of not to say no, have this disposition where they're intrigued, they're curious and want to talk to people as well. And that's been our recruitment measures. It's not been about length of time in the trade per se. It's been about attitude. And hopefully that's the bit that carries us on.
Do you think we'll get back to that time when, because the joy of going to somewhere like Rockwater Hove or eating out, drinking out and just meeting people is just, it's just that you can relax. And I know I know all the restrictions are there and they need it. I understand that, of course, but it doesn't lend itself to a relaxing time out, does it?
It doesn't. No, I do think though just sort of anecdotally, last Monday and throughout last week, I think the biggest satisfaction, other than of course getting the bells ringing, which are well overdue, it was laughter. It was just seeing people enjoy themselves, the sound of chitter chatter. And I think we all want to be. I think we are, you know, one of the things I think all of hospitality was very worried come Monday morning. Are people going to be very silly, very badly behaved and just be over-exuberant? They really weren't. It was the biggest need and wish was seeing a friend. And I think people were very respectful. They were really respectful to our team members in terms of what they're doing and how they're doing it. And that's what really, really pleased me, that I think the attitude is right. Yes, there will always be occasions where people and the small few might overindulge. That comes with the territory. But it was that was my delight of just hearing laughter once again.
Oh, I'm genuinely excited. So I'm I can't wait to go there properly and make it part of my life. Do you know what I mean? Because I like that idea as well, that there's, you know, it's your place. It's your cool place to go. I'm not sure I'm allowed to say cool. In the way we can't say tune, I don't think we can say cool as well. tell me when Rockwater Life... tell me when Rockwater Life's going to start up. Is that already happening?
It has already started. So we've started, kicked off on the 29th of March. So we literally have a full schedule, which is being advertised on our website from Monday through to Sunday, with a real variety from meditation, Pilates, fitness, the run club. Oh, I keep saying run club. I'm going to have to get my trainers on, aren't I? and the boot camp, but the yoga as well, animal flow. You know, it's a great, great list, and we're always really keen to talk to people interested in joining us over the time. You know, and the team that look after Rockwater Life, you know, are really, really keen to just get more people on board, and you know, hopefully we can make a really positive impression on people's, you know, mental as well as obviously physical well-being.
Yeah, I think this is great. Did you just say animal flow?
Indeed. So
what's
that's through amphibious. That's through amphibious fit. So again, you know, it's all of the details are all on our website. There's some really, really interesting, fun stuff, and there's loads. And to read the bios of some of the guys is absolutely incredible. So now I would ask, you know, Rudy would suggest the guys, you know, sort of get onto the website,
see what
takes their fancy. There's some stuff that, you know, I'd never seen before in my life, and it's just amazing, and the engagement and the positive energy that's coming through. You know, as I say, I need to get off my backside.
So yeah, I'm inspired a little bit. What's your website then?
It's www.rockwater.uk, not .co.uk, just .uk.
Okay, brilliant. I wish you all the best with it. So it just looks beautiful already. So I can't wait
for this to happen.
No,
it's really been a pleasure.
You're totally welcome. And I will see you soon there.
I look forward to it. Let me know when you're down, and we shall have a glass of something most agreeable after the exercise.
Take care. Bye.
All the very best. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Passenger, what you're waiting for. So, Rich, I can't remember if you're angry or grumpy. I think you're both. So Rich has texted in asking why I'm in a bad mood. And he said, first of all, it was your possible broken freezer. I remember that. Then it was your ankle, possibly broken ankle. I remember that. Still a bit weird. So what now, sleepy? Has your fries mint cream melted? This is bullying. No, it's not that. I'm not going to tell you what it is. I'm not allowed to tell you what it is. But I will say something. I don't know if I told you about this. So I got my Friendo show, Friendo Station, my friend Anna Burt, bought me a cactus, and I've named it Miranda. after the brilliant comedian and writer Miranda Kane. And a needle's gone in my finger. And it went in, and I was like, oh no, what will happen? And then I felt like it was going, and then I could feel it again. So I went to the pharmacy. Have I said this before? I'm not sure. Anyway, so before I finish this bit, my brain, I keep forgetting words or conflating words, and I'm being Mrs. Malaprop, or I forget that I'd said something, and I was like, what's going on? There was a great piece in The Guardian about brain fog that lockdown and anxiety and chronic anxiety and solitude and just stress and just uncertainty, all those things result in brain fog. So if you've been feeling a little like, what is going on? It could be that. So don't add that to your stress. You'll be fine. Anyway, back to my finger. So I went to the pharmacist, and I showed the lucky man my finger and said, look at that. And he suggested magnesium sulfate. And apparently it draws the splinter out. So I put magnesium sulfate on, put a plaster on top and let it draw. And it did come to the surface a little bit. Anyway, I had a little go getting it out. Couldn't get it out. It's still there. I've now got a really misshapen finger. And now I'm worried that I'm half cactus. And I'm also worried that I've got cactus superpowers. But as my brother Dan, we were discussing what my superpowers would be if I happened to be half cactus. And the main ones are that I'm always prickly. And the best one is that I can go for a week without drinking water. BBC Radio Sussex. Oh, another brilliant track, Neo and Closer. So look, seriously, I am really concerned. Am I going to die from cactus? I know Rich is going to want to reassure me. So, Rich, do text 81333. Start your message with the word radio. You know that. And let me know what you think my superpower might be. Now I am officially half cactus. Am I half cacti? No, cactus. And I just don't want to die from cactus. That would be. I'd hate to have a comedy death. Anyway, Maroon 5. Don't want to know. Maroon 5 and Don't Want to Know. So after the news at 9, we've got an hour of upload and hearing your great... We've got some really great stuff today. And we're chatting with one of our uploaders, Dan from Dan Jones, and he's a Brighton comedian. And he won, I'm not going to be able to say this, Amused Moose. That's tricky to say. He won that Best Newcomer Award. He's brilliant. So that's after 9. Now... Before the news, it's Lindsay L and Hits Me. Penge? I'm joking. That was We Found Love, Rihanna and Calvin Harris. You have to forgive me, I'm in a bad mood. I Got a Feeling, the Black Eyed Peas. The Black Eyed Peas and I Got a Feeling. Oh, so Rich has sent in a text, very reassuring. Cactus spikes can cause hallucinations and eventually lead to complete insanity. Thanks, Rich. Let's have some upload. So our first upload, oh, please don't say I'm going to go mad. Our first upload comes from Brighton comedian Dan Jones. Dan was the Amused Moose Breakthrough Comedian of the Year in 2019, just in time for there to be no gigs to play in 2020. Oh. Here is a clip from an earlier stand-up gig where he's talking about the classic Outkast track, Miss Jackson.
The only person I've ever met in my life that didn't like the song Miss Jackson was my maths teacher, Miss Jackson. My God, she hated the song Miss Jackson. And when 13-year-olds find that out about you, we're going to exploit that at any given point. Like if one of us forgot our homework or didn't know the answer, we'd just be like, oh, I'm sorry, Miss Jackson! And then some pretentious kid would just go, woo! Slam in the room every single time. And it really got to her. We found out how much it got to her, because one day me and my friend Mike did it, and Miss Jackson threw a chair. That's when you know you've pushed an adult too far, isn't it? When they're willing to risk everything. She sent me and Mike to the headmaster, and I was a pretty good kid. Like, liking Outkast was my rebellious phase. And I remember just sitting outside the headmaster's office, just like, absolutely terrified. I didn't know how much trouble I was going to be in. And I visibly remember, like, shaking like a Polaroid picture. And eventually, me and Mike were brought in, and the headmaster sits us down. He's the scariest man I've ever met. He just looks us dead in the eyes and goes, look. This kind of thing can't happen in this school. A letter's going to go home to both of your parents, and if anything like this ever happens again, you'll be out of here, no questions asked. But what we're going to do right now is go back to the maths department so you can apologise to Miss Jackson. And 13-year-old me was like, are you sure? If you don't know the song Miss Jackson or like Outkast, I understand that this joke probably feels like it goes on forever. Forever, ever. Anyway, he marched me and Mike to the office and he knocked on the door and he was like, excuse me, Janet? Her name was Janet Jackson. Like she had hidden this for the whole school. The entire, we were just like, this is great. Oh, next year's going to be amazing. And it's just like, the boys have got something they'd like to say to you. We're just like, no, we don't. He's like, no, come on, out of it. And so we were just... Remember you told us... I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. And then there was this pause where if someone had gone, woo, it would have been the best and the worst day. It didn't happen though. But Miss Jackson looked us dead in the eye and said, do you mean it? And me and Mike were just like, I am for real. fun. We came back after summer to find out Miss Jackson actually got married. It ruined all the fun. It really did. I felt bad about it ever since, really, as well. Because so what I'd like to do is raise a toast today. So here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. Guys, it's been really fun. I'll be Dan Jones. See you later.
Oh, Dan, that's so hilarious. Dan Jones is here. That's so funny.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Was she really called Janet?
I think her name was Jane, but it's close enough, isn't it?
I love that song. How are you? Where are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. I'm in Brighton at the minute. I'm not too far from where you are, I don't think.
Wave at me. I feel so lonely. Just
yeah, I think I probably see out my back window, actually.
Yeah. So I'm really annoyed on your behalf. I mean, I know the pandemic has done more, you know, awful things than maybe stop your career, but it is awful.
For me, that was it, really. But it stopped everyone's career. So I think if other people were able to keep going and I was the only one that had to stop, I'd feel a bit more bitter about it. But
how long have you done comedy for?
Including the last year, 3 years altogether.
That's not long.
No, it's not too long. Longer than some, but definitely not as long as, you know, necessary.
What were you doing before?
Anything but stand-up, really. I think I'm quite shy, so I'd never done anything like stand-up before. I think the first time I did stand-up was the first time I'd ever done any kind of public speaking. So seriously? I was just in a regular office job.
So what made you do it?
Apart from
being brilliant.
I don't know. I couldn't tell you, really. I just...
You're Catholic.
Someone said I might be good at it, and then I gave it a go, and it didn't stop. That's the problem with it, really. Once you start, it's really difficult to stop.
Do you get the adrenaline thing? So what's the ratio of terror and kind of buzzing after?
Oh, it's 99% terror.
Oh,
1%.
Really?
Yeah. The whole day before a gig is nerve-wracking, and then
Serious?
You get like... And then as long as it's gone well, you get the nice 10 minutes afterwards, and then and then it's back to dreading for the next one. I hope the next one goes as well as that one.
So funny. What have you got anything lined up? Have you dared do that?
I've tried to do some Zoom gigs, but it doesn't really work over there. Yeah. I find it, because you can't really connect with an audience when there's like a 5-second delay. It's like an awkward moment where you're waiting to see if they're laughing or they're just... they're just not laughing. So I try to stay away. But I run a show at the Brunswick every first and third Wednesday.
Do you?
So that's all starting up again on the 19th of May, I think.
Oh, that must be...
I'm very excited for that to come back, yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, even though it terrifies you, have you missed performing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love it. It's worth doing for that 1% of good feeling, for sure.
You are a Catholic, aren't you? Because I'm the same. And it's like, what is that about? We don't come out well in this.
No, we don't. But as long as everyone else is enjoying it, I don't mind.
Yeah. What was I going to say to you? I mean, I'm sure... Well, how's the pandemic affected you in terms of... I mean, what could you write material-wise? Have you just not? Or has it kind of, you know, spurred you on to do something?
Well, because I haven't really known how long it's going to last, it's kind of... It's kind of difficult. I kind of need the pressure of the deadline of a gig to write for, really. So I guess the last few weeks have probably been my most productive of the lockdown. It's a tough one because you don't know what people are going to want to listen to afterwards. They're probably not going to want to hear about face masks and lockdown. So
do you know what,
though? I don't know.
I'm quite sad to see the face mask go because I get more attention when I'm wearing my face mask. I think I look more attractive with my mask on.
Well, someone mentioned the other day, like, everyone seems attractive with a face mask on. Like, you walk around and just
flutter your eyes at someone.
Exactly.
You know, that Miss Jackson thing is so hilarious. I'm trying to think, did we abuse anyone at school? Did we upset any of our teachers? We had one teacher and he had quite sticky out ears. I mean, I was a child. And so we would all sit there and tuck our hair behind our ears to make our ears
stick. Do you know what? That's my favourite thing about doing that joke was having people come up afterwards and tell us what they used to do to their teachers. And I don't know who would be a teacher. Like, you just
What was the best one you heard? What was the best one they told you?
It was so long ago. I can't remember any of them.
How do you deal with your nerves when you're going to go on stage then?
I sort of thrive off being nervous, I think. I think that's what carries me going. I think my best shows have always been when I've been my most nervous.
Yeah.
I think. I don't know, I enjoy that sort of feeling of being nervous. There's not much in life, for me anyway, I don't know what other people do with their day-to-day, but there's not much in life that gets me as nervous as having to be in front of a bunch of people.
Oh, my goodness. Do it with a mask next time. Let's combine everything. Let's get it all together. So tell me, so where can we keep up with you? Where can we find out what you're up to? And tell us the Brunswick dates again, please, because that would be so great.
I think everything on socials is Dan Jones Comedy. I've got all the listings and stuff on my website as well, which is the same. And then the Brunswick starts on the 19th. And then we're hopefully putting on a few little bits and pieces through Brighton Fringe as well.
Oh,
and lots of work in progress shows. Some of my really good friends who are excellent comedians as well.
They're not as good as you, Dan.
Oh, no. These guys are the best. They're people I look up to, so it's nice to be able to have them down and see him do it.
Oh, this is so great. So look, I'm going to come down to Brunswick because I love that place. And I want to come and see your stuff. Thank you for joining us tonight. Honestly, I genuinely was laughing throughout that. It's so brilliant.
Thank you for having me on.
Oh, you're welcome. And thank you for making me say, I'm going to try and say it again. Amused Moose. Moose. See, I knew I was going to say that. Amused Moose is really hard to say.
Yeah, I think they've done it on purpose, haven't they?
Yeah. Honestly. Take care, and we will see you soon. So let me give your website again, danjonescomedy.com, yeah?
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, thank you very much.
Take care. See you soon. Bye.
Cool. See you soon. Bye.
Upload. Get yourself on the BBC. Go to bbc.co.uk/upload and upload your content now.
So, yeah, if you're venturing into the world of comedy, honestly, that sketch was just so brilliant. Set rather. Why not send us some of your work? Head over to bbc.co.uk/upload for all the information that you need. McFly and happiness. And considering the day I've had, it's hard not to think that those McFly boys aren't extracting the Michael. Let's take a look at the weather for the rest of the week. On Wednesday, there will be some patchy cloud and sunshine with the chance of the odd outbreak of rain drifting in from the north. High pressure will move in for Thursday with plenty of sunshine and light winds expected. The fine weather should continue on Friday too. Yay! With plenty of sunshine and light winds. Temperatures will be around or just below average.
Phoebe Lynch. BBC. Radio Sussex.
That what happened there with Demi? She went quickly, danced with the devil, Demi Lovato, and her vibrato. I did that joke last week, the week before. No one laughed then. Let's have some upload. So our next upload this evening comes in the form of a 50s reimagining of On My Own from Les Miserables by Alain Bouglil and Claude Michel Schomburg, arranged by Ellen Campbell and Ben McQuigg, and it's performed by a range of performers from across Sussex and Surrey. This is On My Doo-Wop.
Live and local.
Upload.
BBC Radio Sussex.
Oh, that was so great. That was On My Doo-Wop, arranged by Ellen Campbell and Ben McQuigg, and featured the talents of Arabis, Bex Bennett, Ashley Gray, Alice Redmond, Matt Herbert, Eleanor Sandbrook, Chris Jones, Ellen Campbell, Ben McQuigg, Dan Nixon, Oz Dehane, and Matt Hobson. I really love that. And if you've reimagined a favourite song from a musical, maybe you've turned Music of the Night from Phantom into a skiffle smash, we'd love to hear it. bbc.co.uk/upload for all the details. Taylor Swift and Brendan. Uri, Brendan. Me, exclamation mark. So It's not like us on Upload to cover the latest news on the pandemic. I know you know that. But we have been sent some important information from Upload contributor Peter Prowse from Ashted on some new ways to stop the spread of the virus.
Live and local.
Upload.
BBC Radio Sussex.
Good evening. As COVID-19 infections remain high at home and around the world, scientists have found that the virus is being spread not only by coughs, but also by people talking to each other. Studies show that consonants project the virus for much greater distances than vowels, and certain consonants, the so-called plosive sounds, are worst of all. Each time a person makes the sound p, t, or k, they can project the virus up to 3 times further than when they use softer consonants, such as f, n, or l. Based on this new evidence, the government is introducing new rules in stages to make people's speech less dangerous and slow the spread of COVID-19. Announcing the new rules, Health Secretary Matt Hancock said, during the first stage, or Tier 1, the consonant p will be banned and must always be replaced with the softer sound f. Anyone speaking to other people in a public place will have to stop using the plosive sound. Failure to do so could lead to a fine or even prison. The whole population, even members of Parliament, will all have to flay their fart in this. After a period of a few weeks, we will move to Tier 2. Tier 1 rules will continue to apply. In addition, the sound T will be banned and must be replaced by the sound N. Although this may cause some initial confusion, for example, Nietzsche's in schools will face challenges when Nietzsche-ing the Nenheim's navel, we are confident any problems will be temporary, and measures under Nianu will help nurn the night of this pandemic. After a further brief period, we will bring in Nia 3. The rules under Nias 1 and Nu will continue, with the addition of the sound K being banned, to be replaced by L. We have considered these measures carefully, in line with recommendations from professors at Lambridge University. These new rules will apply not only to English, but also to other languages spoken in this country, including Nurlish, Folish, Portuguese and Inalian. I urge people to Neep Nam and Narion. Together, we na nonka the COVID pandemic and renern ne normalini in no name and all. Thank you.
Obviously, Fenner is joking. Please don't rely on our Lonribbeners for the Lannis on the Fandemil. More reliable information is on the BBC News web scene. Bun, if you did have a nake on the Fandemil that you'd like to share with us, why not head over to bbclouk.com/upload for all the denials. Can I just say I've had an education? Jackie Chan, Tiesto, Post Malone, Echo. I'm echoing. Marshmallow and Bastille and Happier. There's been a happy theme today, hasn't there, ironically? It's okay. Wait till you hear what the next track's called. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. I really enjoyed the show. So here's what I'm going to say. I was in a really horrible mood and I'm in the opposite kind of mood now. This is such fun. I love it. I hope you enjoy listening to it as much as I enjoy doing it. We've had some great contributors tonight. Thank you, Lee Wilson. So Rockwater Hove, it is something else. Go on their website and check it out and find out when everything's opening up, because it should be soon. The deck bit's open already, and that's really lovely and special. And Dan Jones, comedian from Brighton, that the Miss Jackson stuff I just thought was absolutely brilliant, hilarious, and I loved it. Thank you so much for joining me this evening, BBC BB Lynch on BBC Radio Sussex, BBC Radio, sorry. And join me again next week from 8 till 10 on Monday. Okay, have a lovely week. Take care. Bye-bye.